fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a hazy night. This is The Perfect Pour.
Oh, that's so sad. Nick isn't here. It's going to be a hazy night. Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a crap beer show. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm Matt.
And
I am Jake.
Oh, Jake
from State Farm.
Yeah.
We don't have Nick. We have Jake from State Farm. And we also have beer. Oh, shit. That didn't work, did it?
Nope, worked just like normal.
Yep,
we'll just edit that part out.
Just because Nick's not here doesn't mean we're not going to screw up.
Oh, yeah.
So, Nick's on vacation this week. We had to get somebody important in the beer industry. I'm like, Nick's not going to be here. Matt, get industry.
Yeah, because now he's post condominium and he's post
Tioga.
Post condominium. What is condominium brewing? Not
no. It's still a thing, but right. We're just and on pause
one
right now.
One half of condominium.
He's southeast now. He's no longer northwest.
Oh.
Yeah, we're on the southeast side of Fresno.
So the listeners, longtime listeners, know Jake from State Farm. Been a show regular, and then we haven't heard from you for a while.
No, it's been a crazy couple years for me. So
yeah,
but
home,
I'm still listening.
Home brewer and beer rep now for Delta Pacific, one of our favorite distributors in town, favorite craft beer distributor.
Yep.
I mean, who's better in town, right? You don't want to say.
I don't want to say that officially.
So the beer we have open right now is our Fieldwork series, week number three of our Fieldwork Crowler series. Fieldwork beer bought by the Golden Gods of the Perfect Pour. This one's lager beer. Is that just the name of it? Lager beer.
Yep.
From Fieldwork. It's an American light lager. 4.3%.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, I use my aroma glass for this.
Oh, yeah. Extra aroma.
I shouldn't have wasted it. Mmm, that lager.
Lager beer.
It's not bad. It has nice hop characteristics.
Classic light lager with crisp finish and a hint of American hop flavor, built for summer. Empire and Laurel are the featured hops.
Wow. If I'm going to have a lager, that's it. It's like a green lager. It's very...
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's great.
Beer. I almost want to jump in the pool.
Go ahead.
All right, be right back.
We'll see you later.
It's probably full of mosquitoes right now.
No. <It's> chlorine. Chlorine's in there.
Yeah, this is it reminds me of that shower beer they make.
Oh, I love shower
beer. It's the All Mosaic.
That's the Mosaic one, yeah. No, they're Fieldwork is consistently amazing with IPAs and lagers. And they do other stuff too, but I've always been impressed with their. It's like I go in and I have a lager. It's like it's not going to taste like. I don't know. It's not going to make you feel like over full and bloated, and it has a nice little hop character to it. And it's always clean and crisp. But yeah, shower beer is my favorite from them, just because I love Mosaic hops and they know how to utilize them well.
Yeah, they make it stand out. This is good.
This is an excellent beer. I don't like saying excellent when I'm having a lager, but this is excellent.
Hey, if they all tasted like this, we'd probably drink more of them.
I think so. Good job, Fieldwork. That was number three. Next week, number four is a stout. We had to save it for Nick.
It'll be nice enough. For the crowler. Maybe not for the rest of the show, but for at least one crowler.
Who knows what's going to happen in the next couple hours. But just... hang out with us as we begin our drinking.
Don't touch that dial.
Our tailgate beer was a Arrow Lodge beer. What was that one called?
The Wild Style.
Wild Style.
I think I've heard of that before.
Excellent double hazy, bro. IPA. I didn't think it was that hazy.
With Amarillo and
maybe
Mosaic.
I'm getting like Yeah, I need more haze. I'm just like,
oh, we got haze.
I think they just meant unfiltered. I don't think they meant like it was a Northeast or anything.
That was a good beer. And we also had a cider. If you believe that. And a cider. A cider.
It's still got a respectable cider.
It tasted like wine. Wasn't overly sweet.
It's great cider. Two Towns Cider House.
Fluorescent.
Made Marion.
Red.
Blackberry Hard Cider. It's a 6%. Not a double cider. Do double ciders work on the same alcohol percentage as beers do? If I'm having a double cider, is it the same?
Yeah, I know. They don't really label it as double, but Two Towns makes a cider called Bad Apple, and it's 10%.
Apple reference, Bad Apple.
Bad Apple, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, and then they have Naughty and Nice, it's called. They have a bunch of different ones, but they don't call them doubles or anything. They just label them different.
I can't say that I've ever seen anything called a light cider or a double cider or anything.
Well, they just Goldstein's, say cider. Goldstein serves them up all the time. Because their urinals, the throw up in the urinals attest to the double ciders. That's why here. That's all I'm saying. All right, guys, let's get into some culture. Matt, what's going on?
21st Amendment did us a solid.
Did they?
They have announced that they have a fall IPA.
Yes.
That's going to be from September to March. Last year you may remember that there was the Tasty IPA.
Yeah. They just released that recently too, right?
So they have announced that they are bringing it back and they're going to brew it through March 2019. This is definitely
we're still here. As a society.
Oh, is there a new end of the world date?
I don't know.
Okay.
There always is.
So I'm super excited because I think that's probably one of the better IPAs that they've made with collaboration of Tasty.
I agree. It is a good one.
And now we get to get some of that in town. I hope it's limited enough to where it doesn't get too old. That would be sad. Some 21st Amendment does get old in town.
Yep.
But
I don't think that will.
But I mean, like if only Whole Foods got it, like in town, I'd be okay with that because that's what happened last time. It was only Whole Foods got the Tasty IPA, and I'd be okay if that was it again. I would drive to Whole Foods and buy it. I'd keep their shelf rotating. It's
you'd help them. Yeah, you wouldn't have to worry because you'd be taking care of it.
Yeah, so
just like when Maritimes does that beer with Trader Joe's, right? That
Accumulated Knowledge was actually readily available this year.
Yeah,
but they did that with Trader Joe's.
Aren't they still doing it? Or they?
Yeah, not? They still do it. They already passed already. So, but yeah,
you gotta wait for next time.
Yep.
Exclusive.
Beers.
Mm-hmm. So that's after that. There's no greater news in my world.
No culture for you. Well, man, it's good to have you here on this week, because you just got back from GABF.
Oh, man. This is the second time going, too.
Second.
Yeah, it was it's a madhouse. The experience of if you have a beer festival experience, this is the one you want to – ultimate beer festival experience, this is the one you want to go to. 4,000 plus beers, 800 breweries. There's no way you can scratch the surface and get it all of those, breweries. But you go to your selected ones and – there's some highlights there that I can aim off, but man, there's some phenomenal beers that people are making, and I seen a lot of lagers this time. Actually, there was not a lot of hazies.
Lager heavy. Oh, really?
Yeah, but there was hazies, but not like every booth had a hazy. There was just a lot of West Coast.
That's how it was in Sacramento. Everybody either had a brute or a hazy.
Yep.
Brute hazy.
Yeah.
There's other IPAs other than brute and hazy,
right?
Some would argue that there is not.
I got to try one of the highlights, I guess I would say, I got to try Dogfish Head's barrel age 120 minute.
Oh,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I know you're a big fan of 120.
That jacked you up the rest of the...
Oh, yeah, it did. We got to taste it Saturday session, and that was one of the first booths we went to.
Because, oh, God.
Yeah, because we're just like... Well, we missed it on Friday. It tapped out so fast, and then we just one of our first booths we went to, and it was phenomenal. And then later on the evening on Saturday, we went to Sam Adams. And they had Utopias. They were pouring those 2015 Utopias.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's just...
And that sells pays for the ticket.
But I was going to say, that's just part of the thing. And you got in that... Was that line insane? Or
They had like a couple areas where... like they had, it's a multi, big, like a rectangular booth. So they had like multiple lines and multiple pictures of just Utopias ready to go. Wow. So they organized it really well. I was able to get four samples of that.
What?
And that was my night. That was the end of my night, pretty much. I mean,
was that beer?
It's like a cognac. I mean, seriously, it's such a good beer. 2015.
What's the percentage on it?
I think it's roughly like 30 something.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
High octane.
You had four. You're just like, yeah, give me four.
Getting rammy tonight.
Yeah, I mean, rammy. You got it. I mean, to go get a shot of that or buy a bottle of that, I mean, it's probably like $1,000.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Or more.
And they're just pouring it. Wow. That's the coolest thing I've heard Sam Adams ever do.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Did you go up there and just...
Look how cool we are.
We're cool, huh, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This one time, Sam Adams, you're cool. Yay! We did it! We finally did it! You should just go up there and go, he's about to pour you this, and you're just like, do you have a Rebel? Do you have Rebel?
Do you have any? Do you have any hazy?
No, you want this. Nah, I was hoping for Rebel.
I need Sam 76, please.
Yeah, Sam 76.
Well, yeah, that was a great. And then I actually got to run into a listener. Fontana Jim was there.
The Fontana Jim.
Found him at the next to the Weldworks and Novo Brazil.
Found him next to the toilet.
That would have been a better story, yes. But yeah, he was at between the Novo Brazil booth and Weldworks.
Novo Brazil.
Yeah, it was really cool to see him. Got to talk to him a little bit. We should have called and did a little.
Was Evil Circle with him? He wasn't. With the crew.
Yeah, he was with the crew.
The other Garage Boys
that I know that I didn't know. Yeah. Yeah, but
dude, you walked up on the Garage Boys. You don't just walk up on the Garage Boys.
It was good to see him. We had a good time, and good laugh real quick. And
Louis.
But yeah, that was cool to check out some breweries like that. Fathead was a really cool brewery.
Isn't that Nashville?
Oregon.
Oregon. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Hopefully Nick's over there.
Yeah. What are the lines? I always wonder if with that many booths, I would think maybe the lines are sort of decent, like not terrible.
Yeah, the best thing, there is a line to a certain brewery. Like Three Floyds had a huge line. A couple other breweries had, the top, Hey Bro, this is the best brewery in the world. They had some lines, but there's always, you have your friends, if you have a group of friends, you get... stand in line for that one brewery, but then you have some side breweries that you can kind of like switch off and get a beer while you're waiting for that beer. So you're constantly drinking. You utilize the other booths around you that don't have lines, and you can try some other breweries that maybe you never even heard of, and you can find some beer that you might like.
Yeah.
There's some handful of breweries that I didn't know their names, but they had some good beer. They had a rye IPA that was phenomenal. I thought, I was like, wow, this is really true to style. And the was real balanced. It wasn't, any off flavors. But yeah, the lines, they actually do a really good job. There is some heavy lines on some of the breweries, but, they do a good job. They pour them fast. And it's only 1 ounce pour, so that it's not like you have to wait for like a full pour or something. Mm-hmm. But then, they're actually really strict about that too.
Oh, okay. Not mess around with you can't be like that guy who's like, come on, man.
Give me, man. Come on, give me some more.
Can I get a double pour? Can you fill it up?
Yeah, I'd like a double pour.
Yes. Oh, you're the first person that wants a full double pour. That's weird.
Yeah, hook me up with a double pour. Okay. I'm just going to bang shit around over
Jeez.
Here.
Jeez.
Destroy the city, yo.
Gosh, his big brother's not here. He's just wild.
Nobody can stop me down.
Yeah, if you're going to go to GABF, I recommend doing two sessions. It's a total of 3 days. We never done three. We've done two. I mean, man, and you think you're going to get up the next day and like, oh, yeah, I'll be ready. We can do other things now. You're in bed till like noon. You're in bed till noon because you got to wake up, have some breakfast, and then get ready for GABF. Mm-hmm.
Were you able to check out? Well, I don't want to spoil your Bangkok drinkings, but were you able to check out like actual venues in Colorado?
Yeah, just a few. But yeah, we'll go through.
Right, I mean, we'll wait on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming up later in the show, Colorado Bangkok's. So you didn't run into, let's see, who is it? Colin was hanging back. So I guess was he with the Garage Boys? Or was it just the Fontana Gym?
I just know. I just recognized Fontana Gym. That's the only person I knew. I don't know who, and his wife was there too.
Uh-huh.
So,
oh, he brought the missus.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was dragging him along and everywhere.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, Fontana Gym.
Yeah. It was good to see him. It's good to see him.
Well, that's cool. I found a unique recycling fact this week.
If you never throw anything away, you don't have to worry about it.
There you go.
I love gold.
That this is in the city of Fresno, and I think this is pretty much most of the country. It's a sort of a new thing. You can't recycle bottle caps. They don't. You're not supposed to recycle bottle caps.
Because the BPA. Or what used to be BPA?
I guess, because there's a whole thing that happened with China that they won't take a lot of our recycling now. And so it's basically won't make any money, them recycling it. So now they won't take it. And I guess this is a pretty standard thing across the country. So you may want to check with your local trash retailer, but the technically can't recycle ball because I always throw bottle caps in the recycling bin, and
I'll put anything in there. I'll put my used oil in there. I don't care.
No, sir, cannot do that.
You can leave it on the street when they do the cleanup. That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They said that the same garbage truck picks up my used oil, so I just put it in the blue can. It's easier.
Yeah, and now you have an oil soaked blue can forever.
Yeah,
forever. Oh, we've got a new beer.
New beer.
Is there lime in this?
Mikey has a can, so read the tasting notes on
we
that.
We have got a Moonraker beer out of the Sacramento area, Auburn. Moonraker Brewing. Coconut IPA. Amelia. It's called Amelia.
Does it have lactose in it?
It's got Mosaic, Citra, and lactose.
Yep.
Look at the big brain on Matt.
The coconut nose on this is ridiculous. It's
yeah, it has like a kind of like a lime zest to it, but it's definitely coconut. But I was expecting tart or bitter, but then it's got that sugary sweetness of the lactose.
Is this could be considered a milkshake? Maybe.
Yeah, it's a milkshake. If it has lactose, it's a milkshake. Just don't try to call it anything else.
Yeah.
I like it. I wish the coconut was pulled back a little bit. Somebody would have reined the coconut in a little bit.
Yeah. I almost get like you said, lime and then like maybe a little salt on this nose.
Mm-hmm.
And the coconut. Put the lime in the coconut, right?
Mm-hmm. And drink it all up.
That's what you do. Fat fingers. GABF, I didn't look at the winners too much because I know nobody hyper locally won anything.
Drake's won, I think.
Yeah, Drake's, our friends at Drake's did win.
Central Coast.
Gold! Loyo was up there. Mm-hmm. Maybe we might hear about this later. I don't want to step on any voicemails, but Loyo was right next to Charlie Papazian on stage. That's pretty awesome. I think that might be the first time a somebody that's part of the show got up on stage and won a medal and that's pretty cool. Oh,
the GABF official app.
The official app. How much were you using that?
No.
How are you? How did you figure out how to get around at GABF?
We did use it for maybe the map, but like
you can also check it. It's like you can do like a untapped thing.
Uh-huh.
You can check in the beers within that within the app. Yeah, and we didn't use that for that, but we just kind of highlight some breweries that we wanted to go to. Definitely.
Was there any? Tioga didn't have a booth, right?
No, they just sent beer.
So there was no. I know Full Circle was there.
Yes, I did run into Arthur and Skip from Full Circle.
They were the only ones I noticed on social media that you, Tioga and Full Circle were there. I don't notice any other Fresno area guys there.
Yeah, I don't know.
So there was no booth. Like, does Tioga just like say, no, we're not going to do a booth, or is it just too hard to get a booth?
This year especially, you guys had the Oktoberfest, so I think it was conflict for Tioga.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things to it, like
you had to pay, and
mainly it's just that it's kind of far. I think if it was drivable, say like Portland or something like that, mm-hmm. they would consider going to it more often, but because it was so far, or can be so far, that's why they're less interested, because it's like you only get two tickets and the two flights, and more people want to go, and you know, you have to block out a fair amount of time to be there. So it's kind of a hassle. Mm-hmm. So they just, we're usually so behind on production and day-to-day things that we just don't have the people to spare, the time to spare to go over there.
But we used to back in the day.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the thing. Like I said, if it was, you know, in Long Beach or Portland or mm-hmm. maybe even Seattle or something like that, then mm-hmm. the team would consider going.
It's the damn Sierras and the Rockies.
we took a direct flight from Fresno. Now there's
we do have a direct Denver flight.
From Fresno, the Frontier Airlines.
Yeah, I saw an ad the other day. It was $59 mm-hmm. each way, and I actually started pressing through to see like maybe I'll do this randomly, and then I couldn't find this magical $59 they were talking about in the ad, but.
Yeah, we actually utilized that this mm-hmm. time around. Round trip was $170 with bag fees and whatnot.
That's good.
Which is not
you
bad. Know,
that's about as good as you can get out of Fresno for a round trip flight.
Direct flights. It wasn't layover or anything, just direct.
$170 out of Fresno round trip. That's as good as you can do. We don't have Southwest here, people.
Not yet.
Okay. We're not big enough. We're not cool enough for Southwest. What else is going on? We have an iTunes review.
What?
Yeah, a new iTunes review. You can subscribe and review us in iTunes. That's a thing still in podcasting. And we appreciate it when you do. So we got a new one. This one's from Phil Ogden. A well-lived-in beer cast. This cast feels like a good experience at a tap house where you're looking for a seat and a group of cool people see you and shout, "There's room over here. Come join us." The cast is well produced, well lived in, and well loved. It has its own lore, and Mike, Nick, and Matt enjoy acquiring beer knowledge as much as they enjoy drinking beer. It's totally worth listening to. I recommend highly. 5 stars. Wow. Thank you, Phil. I like that. I like those references about, like, you know, we're willing to learn, and we're the people you want to hang out with in the tap room. I hope. I'd like to think so. And we're unpretentious, but we're also try to teach ourselves and the listener something. One little, you got to listen, you got to wade through 2 hours and sift mm-hmm. through it, and you might find something if you're listening to Matt close enough.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know that I'm probably going to get a phone call. I was having my Hummer detailed while we're podcasting, nice. So I might have to break away for that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. That's not a problem.
You were saying?
No, that's it.
Okay.
It's all the same.
So we're good. We're not good. Pretentious, right? Cool.
Did you want to know some beers, some local beers that won GABF?
Sure.
Like semi-local, I guess. Kern River won Brown Claw.
Yeah.
With a brown porter.
Some.
Oh.
See, it's like, where is that beer?
Let's make a beer that has low entries. That's what that's called.
A beer that's only available in the tap room.
New Helvetia is at Sacramento for a coffee beer.
New Helvetia?
Yeah.
Do they distribute?
Not around here. They're heavy in Sacramento.
They package?
Yes, they do.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Barley Forge, which is.
Yes.
LA? Yeah. Yeah, like that area. Mm-hmm. LA County, I think I could say. Mm-hmm. For a lager. Grandpa's Tractor, it's called. I actually sell that beer. Fig Mountain. Figueroa Mountain. For English style pale, Indian pale.
I didn't know that they've only been around for 8 years.
Hoppy Poppy is a nice beer.
I thought Figueroa was a little bit older than 8 years.
Yeah, I get that. It does seem like they're older than 8 years. Mm-hmm.
And of course, Fires won something, but who cares? I'm just kidding.
Drake's.
Morgan Territory out of Tracy.
Okay, yeah.
Shut Up and Endure Me, their export stout. It's a pretty good beer.
These are all low entry things.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's. It's worse.
By low entry, I mean they're entering a category. Low
entry, less entries.
The categories that they're going into probably only have about 35 to 50 options, whereas like IPA would have over 250.
They said that hazy was the number one.
Yeah, this year
submitted category was.
Can you imagine being the people that taste that?
Oh my god!
Like, how many breaks you gotta have?
The next morning, what next day? What was it like?
For me, my gut would be gone. I'd be like, guys, I'm done judging for this week. Yep.
Oh, excuse me.
Whoa. Had a hazy day yesterday, guys. Sorry.
That one was wet.
Honey, stop drinking so many hazy beers. It's them hazy kids, Mom. They keep making me drink it.
Nothing gets you out of bed like a hazy poop. I gotta go. Wow.
Dear Lord, what have you done? Let's see
who won the hazy. I'm going to see it real quick.
It was some. I was listening to SD Beard Talk today,
it's funny. Like
the damn San Diego broadcast have messed me all up. I was listening to
is it indie beer show?
Through a 3B zine is called now Beer Night in San Diego, and they were talking about it, and I was like, who are they talking about? That won the hazy category. I don't even remember the name.
Who won the double? Oh, Juicy Imperial, which is double a hazy, was they used to carry it with Delta, Black Market Brewing, New England style. It says New England style double hazy, that's what it's called. Or double
ooh,
IPA.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
that's a cool name.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's probably a tap room only beer.
Yeah.
I think Central Coast won for Lucky Day.
Oh, as well it should.
Mm-hmm. Not Monterey Street. I don't know if they entered that one. But.
They would have. It would have.
It's so funny that the different hazy categories are hazy, juicy or hazy, imperial juicy. Or double IPA, juicy or hazy, Indian pale ale, juicy or hazy, pale. And it's just like, it's just crazy how they make these.
The juice. It's everywhere. It's loose juicy. And everywhere.
Mm-hmm. See what you did there.
Mm-hmm. See what I did
there. But yeah, I'm sure you can look up all the categories and crazy categories that people have. And
sure, we're going to hear even more about it later on in the show. To say I'm dreaming. Sorry, I'm going to start that over. I got a fridge mic on. Oh, too late. There's a ghost in it hanging in the doorway.
Yeah, studio ghost really exists.
Only exists around October.
To say it's hazy. Of my stout. Oh, just changing up the lyrics.
Changing it up. We've got a voicemail line 559-492-0542. And you can also record stuff on your phone and email it to us. Email that recording to us. Here are the rules. Max of 2 a week. Max of 3 minutes of voicemail. But I highly suggest just one. Keeping it to one. It's sort of unnecessary for two when you really think about it. You really need to. I understand once in a while you forget something. Like, oh, I really want to do this. But besides that.
I leave the house, I forget something, I have to go back in.
Why can't you just get it into one? Come on. I'm just asking. So what was this about? Before we get started, get deep into the voicemails and Louis accosts everyone. What do we have here? We got Oktoberfest.
And Dust Bowl.
Oh, this is the Dust Bowl one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this isn't Tioga's labeling have Oktoberfest beer? It looks like this.
So, come to find out, Tembler out of Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tioga and Dust Bowl have all released an Oktoberfest lager.
And isn't the...
A true Martzen, if you will.
Isn't this blue checkerboard sort of thing... Doesn't Tioga have that too?
All three cans have similar checkered.
This year, even the Sierra Nevada has that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. With their Weifensteiner, or whatever it's called. But I mean, for some reason, blue and white checkers is like the official Oktoberfest theme now. everybody's doing it.
That's hilarious. All right.
Yeah, they got Oktoberfest this weekend.
Our friends at Dust Bowl.
It's clean. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with this beer.
They send us beers, and I'm surprised they didn't send this one to us. We do have an IPA in there.
I picked it up. Don't worry.
Good job.
We'll just bill it to Scott.
Yeah.
Scott, former guest of the Perfect Boy. This is good beer. I never get excited about Oktoberfest beer because it's not my style, but I like this.
It's a good change up from what we're having. Mm-hmm. It's clean.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
We had two lagers today.
Look at us.
Two and counting.
Look at us. We're growing. And we're also playing voicemails.
What's up, Perfect Pour? This is your Long Beach rep, Fire Dog Brewing.
Hi.
Sorry for the background noise. I'm just heading to work and fighting traffic.
You're driving.
But holy shit. Next year's Craft Beer Summit to be held in Long Beach.
Yep.
That is...
See you there.
That's going to be crazy. I can't even imagine the kind of get it we're going to have. It's going to be a homecoming for you, Mikey.
Snoop Dogg going to show up.
Lakewood's right here. All kinds of awesome breweries in the Long Beach area. Beechwood.
That hauled and, in right
literally
there on
two,
the
three doors down from Beechwood is this awesome...
On the 405.
Beer.
Off the 405.
Okay, driving in a tunnel.
Focus restaurant. Tap house, whatever you want to call it, called Congregation Ale House. That's awesome. I mean, that whole area down there is going to be crazy. Looking forward to it. That's going to be the get it to end all get it. Really looking forward to it. All right. That's all I really got. Just wanted to chime in, say I am excited about it. I know it's a year out. All kinds of great breweries, even outside of Long Beach here in the South Bay. And I won't be open by then, most likely, but...
You better be. Start brewing right now.
Excited to,
you can do it, John. To
see all my fellow Perfect Pour reps coming together. All right. Looking forward to it, guys. Keep up, as always, keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you later. Guys.
Bye.
No excuses. You got to be open.
Got to be open. We need that base camp.
Want to go in there and be like, I know the owner. It's okay.
Yep, it's okay. We're having to get it. It's okay. I need that get it base camp. So Fire Dog needs to get open. Although he's going to be in Hawthorne, I think. So.
And then we could start a chant.
Quite the same.
Be like, Fire Dog.
Fire Dog.
Fire Dog. Fire Dog.
Fire Dog.
Woo! Then we could call our own voicemail line.
Hey, me. It's me. I'm calling my own line. Isn't that hilarious?
Blocked. Blocked.
Yep. Delete that. No more.
Hey guys, do you know what season it is? Yes,
stout
it
season.
Is always stout season.
Okay.
And it's pumpkin beer season.
No.
Yes. Matt loves it. Really,
it's hockey season.
Shit.
Okay, hockey.
The Sky 91 checking in here over in Connecticut. And hockey season kicked off for me Monday with the Rangers' first preseason game. So that was pretty cool. But wanted to check in with you guys since it's been a while. just bought our first house.
Congrats.
This house I'm in currently. It's pretty cool.
And the bathroom you're in currently?
But with that comes a lot turn of that fan painting off. And moving and this thing called yard work, which all I've learned is that it sucks.
I pay Mr. Van to take care of that.
It's a good opportunity
for me
to catch up on Perfect Pour episodes. So I'm putting you guys down while I'm mowing or weeding or doing other things around the house, and been catching back up after falling behind. But still managed to keep going to some new Connecticut breweries. Hit 3 up since the last called you guys. Athletic Brewing in Stratford, the first ever craft non-alcoholic brewery I've been to. Quick rundown: the Golden Ale and the IPA were a little disappointing.
He said those words.
The goes were actually pretty good. So if you're interested in a quote-unquote non-alcoholic brewery, since there's still some alcohol in it, it's pretty cool. It's something to experience. Also hit up Milford Point Brewing in Milford. Small, new little tap room, only doing free samples and growler fills. Looking for them to expand. Cool guy behind the bar the day we went. And then we hit Tribus Brewing in Milford. They're new, but they have a big tap room, lots of IPAs. A triple IPA that clocked in at 10% called F#K. It. you guys can imagine what that stands for. Yeah, also been hitting a couple old Connecticut breweries to fill out my Connecticut beer passport that's new. Trying to get a bunch of check-ins on that before the end of the year. Other than that, I'm drinking some Two Roads beer right now. Two Roads is Road to Ruin, double IPA. One of my favorite double IPAs. And drinking some Rosemary's Baby by Two Roads. They're ale brewed with pumpkin and spices, Asian rum barrel with vanilla beans. Awesome fall beer by them. Love the logo. Checking into that tonight on Untappd if you want to check it out. But that is about it. And I'll try to keep up to date with you guys now that I have more time to listen to the podcast again. And as always, keep up the good work. And I'm homeowning.
Hey, Mike, do you have a lawn?
I do.
Do you have edging?
Yes.
Do you have bushes?
Yes.
Boy, have I have the podcast for you. Have you ever heard of the Perfect Pour?
No.
The if you're edging, you're mowing, you're trimming, you're cutting.
Is it an edging podcast?
If you're cultivating, if you're exfoliating, if you're irrigating, listen to the Perfect Pour.
All right. I'll try it out. Sounds stupid, though. Mm-hmm. I don't like wine. Sounds like a wine podcast.
Yeah.
No,
the Perfect Rosé podcast.
Ooh.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? I'm driving. And I seem to have an O-ring in the back of my throat. How did this happen?
That's not.
And suddenly I'm filled with the urge to just tell you how I'm feeling. How did this O-ring get in the back of my throat, guys? I was listening to an episode of The Perfect Pour, and the next thing I know, I have an O-ring in the back of my throat. I'm talking like Rick Astley. What's happening? O-ring! Isn't it fun getting stuff in the back of your throat? It's some fun stuff. That was a fun episode.
That's not.
That may have been an episode or two since this one that this voicemail is being played on. But still, I just had to tell you how I'm feeling. That was fun, Paul. That was really fun.
That's
about all I want to do. I just wanted to do the whole thing. I'm driving with an O-ring in my throat. I just wanted to do that. And I am actually driving, though. I really am. Yeah, I don't really have an O-ring in the back of my throat, though.
No.
But it was fun pretending. It was. So, keep up the great work, guys. And I'm Rick Astley.
He sounds like an old Saturday Night Live announcer.
And it's Saturday Night Live.
And I opened a new beer.
With John Candy.
New beer. Another new beer.
Henhouse Oyster Stout.
Oh, the other brewer in Santa Rosa.
Yeah. It says ale brewed with whole oysters. So if you're looking to get lucky tonight, guys.
I don't need any aphrodisiac.
I'm just going to straight up pass on that. Nope.
Whoa, Matt, just pass it on
4.8%. That's it.
Wow, that's dark.
It's an old style. Come on.
That is thick darkness. Actually, it's not that thick. It's
it's good.
But it's dark. Oysters. I'm not into shellfish, bro.
Try it, bro. It's delicious.
It's not bad. I'm getting the oyster shell for sure.
Need some hot sauce.
That's pretty good.
I don't think I go that far into food of the sea. So
sea this is food.
This is past the line.
Yeah, Louie wants some.
Louie wants some, definitely.
Hey guys, it's Janine.
Ooh.
Hi, Janine. Thought I'd give you a call. I'm here in Edinburgh, Scotland right now.
We're on a tour.
I'm here with my aunts and my friend Jan. And we just got done doing the tour all over the Highlands, seeing lots of castles and cool things.
That could be only one Highland.
So now I'm in Edinburgh for the next 5 days. And so I thought, I already listened to the show because I got it early and stuff. Ooh. So I thought I'd look up the local beers that are trending here if you all are interested.
Yes.
There's Tennant's Lager is number one here in Edinburgh. Hmm. And then the Holyrood, which is a castle here, by Stewart Brewing. It is a pale ale, American pale ale. Number three is a lager beer. It's Innis & Gunn, and I've had it, and it's decent. And then number four is the three-hop lager, Collodion Brewing Company. It's a pale lager. Haven't had that. And then number five is Punk IPA from BrewDog, which I did have when I was at lunch at Loch Ness. Oh. And it was pretty good. Especially, you know, I gave it a four, an IPA here in Scotland. I've been trying different beers whenever I've had the opportunity to. And I've had, let's see, I had a Isle of Skye Red. That one was really good. I've had, last night I had Dead Pony Club from BrewDog, which was an American pale ale, and it was nice, and it was citrusy. I liked that a lot. And then I had a Czech Pilsner, and it was really good, too. It was nice and crisp and clean. Didn't have that nasty Pilsner bite that American beers have, which was really good. McKellen's Best, it was okay. Scottish Ale. 80 Shilling was pretty good. It's kind of like 90 Shilling from Odell. Pretty good.
Nice.
Red Kite Ale from Black Isle Brewery. That one was good. And right now I'm drinking a Mango Fandango Tropical Pale Ale. It says juicy fruit, sweet malt, soft, bitter undertones. And it is decent. It is by Drygate Brewing Company here in Edinburgh. And I plan to go to BrewDog while I'm here. It's like a half a mile away from where I'm staying.
Nice.
And I'll go there I'll maybe leave you guys another voicemail and let you know how that went. But I'm having fun in Scotland, seeing lots of cool old stuff, touring lots of castles. Got to see where they film Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh.
And, of course, I had to, you know, do the dance of the Knights of the Round Table in the room. And they had coconuts you could bang together. It was fun. And keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye.
BrewDog. I got a story.
Go away so I can talk to you a second time. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. You went to the BrewDog booth?
Well, the BrewDog booth at GABF was cool because the actual BrewDog people were there. Not like the people we see on TV, but the reps were there.
Okay.
And I remember once upon a time, Fresno, we used to get BrewDog. Mm-hmm. Donji carried it, I think. Donji Sales carried it. And then disappeared.
Yeah.
So I went up to the rep. I'm like, hey, man, I'm from Fres. Yes. I told him that. No. I told him from Fresno. And he's like, oh, okay, Central Valley. I'm like, yeah. I go, we used to get you guys' stuff. What happened? And he's just like, you know what? Well, we figured it out that the area that we, you know, we're distributing, not just Fresno, but in California, the beer was getting old fast. And we just pulled everything in and waited until we're making our brewery in California. Oh. I mean, in the States, as far as.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't know where exactly it's going to be at, but they're making a brewery. I think it's going to be in Ohio, I think.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, it was somewhere like that.
Or something, like one of those crazy states. But yeah, they're making a brewery locally, so then they'll be start distributing slowly into the other states again. And be like, fresh beer.
Yeah, but yeah, by the time it gets out here and it's sitting on the shelf, it's just like old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to talk to him, and he did, you know, recognize, you know, that there were, you know, routes from California, and then that they pulled all distribution just because they were just.
Yeah, at least he knew what was going on.
They wanted to protect the name.
Wasn't like, That's cool. Coco. Let's see. That is a general. Let's go with this one from a young gentleman that is called in earlier.
Hey guys, can you hear me? Not driving. I'm not even in a car. I'm like in my living room right now. And I am drinking my latest incarnation
of
the pineapple milkshake IPA cider. Ooh, and this cider. One has vanilla.
Pineapple milkshake IPA and cider?
I'm pretty pleased with it. It's like 9%, so how could I not be pleased with it? You know, even if it wasn't good, I'd probably still like it. But anyway, so unless something comes up, I'm going to be in SoCal on September 29th, a Saturday, mid-afternoon, no earlier than a little after 2, no, it shouldn't be any later than a little after 3, is my target to be at Phantom Carriage in Gardena.
I get it, having a Phantom Gardena. Carriage.
And I'm hoping to see Chu, Kelly, and Long Beach John. John, that's right, I've never met John. I'm like 99.99% sure that's his name, but until I meet you, you're going to be Chief. Chief.
Hey,
Chief. So if John, if you're listening to this, around 3 p.m. ish, Phantom Carriage, Gardena, Saturday, September 29th. I hope to see you there. I'm going to bottle a couple beers for you just in case you do show up. If you don't, somebody else is going to get your beer. That's all there is to it. Yeah, I got the pineapple milkshake IPA cider. I got a red IPA. Very hardly any of that. It was like an experimental batch, so I made a really small batch. I do like how it came out hop-wise. It's not very red, like malt-wise. With the grain bill, it's not really... I tried to make it toasty and stuff.
Come
but
on, it's gotta it, be with the that hop profile bill.
I really am impressed with, though. So that's a good deal. And also, coffee porter. So if you're there, you can get some. So I hope you're there. And that's about it. Yeah, so I'm just trying to put together a get it for September, Saturday.
3 o'clock at
around 3 p.m. Phantom Carriage. Oh, no, my time's running out. I'm at 2.5 minutes. I better stop. I don't want to go over my 3-minute mark.
Good job.
All right, keep up the great work, guys. I'm not driving. I'm drinking. Yay.
You already got to keep up the good work. I'm not giving it to you again. Scotty B, man, you can meet a meet and greet with Scotty B at 3 p.m. at Phantom Carriage on Saturday. How can you pass that up? There's a lot of people that aren't in LA that are jealous of this.
Gosh, I wish
have some homebrew. Some homebrew. What? Go ahead. You wish you were there? You wish you could just watch from like from the side of the room, like from the corner of the room.
I'm trying to remember. Gosh, what was the? What is it? They'll be in the corner of the coffee shop with a red rose and a book or something like that. What is it? You've Got Mail thing. What was it?
Was it You've Got Mail? Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, because Tom Hanks. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it was that he did. It's like, I'll be in the coffee shop. That'll be Scotty B. I'll be in the corner. I'll have Mosaic Hops on the table.
Mosaic Hops. Oh, another new beer.
El Segundo.
Passion fruit. Juicy IPA.
Oh, man. You're not going to pass that one up, huh?
Nope. In-house is a really good brewery, by the way.
Yeah.
This is the one it's got that fresca.
Agua fresca, like, container in front of the label. Yeah.
It's hazy. But no, it's not that hazy. It's kind of clear, actually.
What's up, guys? It is Colin from Denver. Just calling in to say hello. Say how you guys are doing. I'm totally down with Ben's Clark's trending beers thing. Checked it out on my phone. Looks like Cricket Stave has a whole lot of things going on the list. Top 10, they've got like 4 or 5 of them. For some reason, Mama Bear Cherry Sour is on there. Anchorage Brewing has something called Between the Staves. Must be a collab. They're serving at the tap room. Odd 13 has one. Odd 13 Brewing. Stanky Cape Man, which is an NEIPA. And Outer Range is on there for their In the Steep, which is always delicious. I have an idea, too, for Nick. Captain Fwifo has been doing such a good job of keeping track of, you know, history and everything like that. I think if it's possible, maybe you guys should release the deleted show to him so that he could hear it. I think that's kind of important to know, you know, to hear it's part of the history, you know, like, that'd be kind of cool. I don't know. Anyway, that's all I got. You guys have yourself a great night. You know, talk to you later.
Bye. Ooh, I forgot about that. There was that show that just... The second half of it became such a mess that I ended up deleting it from the feed. I don't even remember why it was such a mess.
That was like a couple years ago, no?
Or yeah, it was a couple, 2 or 3. That was one with the Fontana Gym. And, I don't remember. If I can find it. I'll have to do some researching. Find that thing. I'm going to put it on the Patreon. You got to pay for that. You got to pay for the crappy shows. It's a bad show. You got to pay for it, bro. But Colin also with that, he sent a picture with this, that voicemail. He sent a picture. He was with Evil Circle, apparently. And they're at a bar with the Untappd board, like you've got now at Tioga. And Evil Circle took the board. It was on the bottom. It will show who's checking in, who's there at the venue checking in. And it shows it'll show up to 4 people that are checked in, and Evil Circle took all 4 spots. That's funny. I thank you for that picture. I love it. Got to take up the board. If you want chicks to be impressed by you, take up the board, and any Untappd board, because they love it. They're just like, oh, my God, this guy is really cool. He could check in the Untappd on the board. And we're still doing voicemails. We're within the email.
Want to live the perfect pour? This is True Your Beer with your post-GABF update. I'm just kidding, Holmes. I wish I was there. But anyways, since we're talking about GABF, a couple shout-outs to Enneagram, Pocock, and the Bravery, Holmes. 3 local breweries in my area that won medals at GABF. And speaking of GABF, Matt. I could have sworn I saw you like 30 times walk on stage, Holmes.
And here we go.
I 30 think beards. Every state has a Matt, a bearded brewer, Holmes. I'm not lying to you. If you guys watched the video, the live stream, I shit you not, Holmes. I could have sworn it was you. And I was telling everybody in my house, I know this guy. But, you know, unfortunately, I don't think it was you, but maybe you're double ganger or whatever they call it.
I know this guy.
And, okay, so we're still talking about GABF, Holmes. So I like to, hopefully we find out, but on Twitter I made a post about over and under of Evil Circle getting kicked out of breweries and establishments. So Evil Circle,
I would you're say listening two and a half.
To this voicemail, or maybe Fontana Jim could give us an update.
Over-under's at 2.5.
How many breweries slash gastropubs slash restaurants did Evil Circle get kicked out of? I'm going to say four. You guys give me your numbers, and hopefully we'll find out next weekend or maybe this weekend. Who knows? Other thing with Scotty B., meeting up with Kelly Hoosecraft and John from Long Beach Homes. I apologize. I won't be able to make it.
Oh, man.
And I have a really good reason why I can't make it. That is my 15th anniversary, wedding anniversary with my Heine Homes. And if I want to live another year, I have to celebrate it, Holmes. So, Chew Your Beer, unfortunately, won't be making it. But Kelly and Long Beach John, you guys are very local to me. Hopefully, we can make something happen in the future. I was really looking forward to hanging out with you guys and checking out Phantom Carriage. Never been there. And you know, I was really pumped to go, but I really apologize. But why have Chew Your Beer when you're going to have Kelly Hoosecraft, Holmes? She's like, she's royalty, Holmes. She's L.A. royalty. Other than that, that's it. I'll leave it at that. One voicemail a week sounds perfect to me.
Pack it up and leave
it. There's so much you can put. Just write shit. Write notes down, people. Write some notes down and get it all out at once. Orale. This is Chew Your Beer.
And write it down.
And I'm sick and tired of drinking micheladas because that's all I drank for like 2 weekends, Holmes. Orale. Ahí te guacho. Peace out, eh.
Peace out, Chew. Thank you.
I drink a mango cart Jalisco micheladas now.
Oh.
Big beer.
Dude, this is a good beer.
It is. It's very tasty. Right, I was going to say, can you please pass me some more?
There you go. I need get some the bottom more, pour.
So I'll get the Trub. I'll get all those probiotics at the bottom.
The B vitamins.
Get the good stuff.
This is really refreshing.
We got it. Is
it's heavy on the pash.
One more email.
Heavy but not offensive, I think.
Hey guys, it's me, Al Green.
What's up, Al?
I'm driving. Dude, yeah, just getting out of
sounds
work.
Sounds like he has a
propeller jet or something.
Mac, can you identify what that trouble he is with his car?
Shit. I figured I'd let you guys know I went over and hit a new brewery this weekend.
Issue?
Well, new to me. I've been there a couple times, but it's new to me telling you guys. Mm-hmm. It's up in Vero Beach, which I believe is called the Space Coast, just north of the Treasure Coast. It's called Walking Tree Brewery. So
we're in the Treasure Valley.
Cool. It's a little warehouse, a big warehouse. You got a cornhole set in there. They got, you know, the oversized Jenga, the big old tic-tac-toe.
Y'all gotta have an oversized Jenga.
Very kid-friendly, too. So if you're ever in the area and you got your little ankle biters with you and you want to grab a beer, head over there. I had 3 beers from them, 2 of them in crowlers. The River Rat Rye, which I believe rye beers should be taken over, should take over the place of pumpkin beers. Pumpkin beers are freaking gross.
I do agree. I like rye beers.
Rye beers, definitely much more flavorful.
Matt would be down with that.
Yeah.
I had a Boater Cycle, which is their Session IPA, which is what around here we call those beach beers. Delicious for a, you know, nice hot day at the beach or just get done doing a lawn or something like that, man. Boater Cycle is the way to go.
Really beach.
And then while I was there on draft, I had the their IPA called My Yard, My Rules. My Yard was spelled M-A-I-L-L-A-R-D.
My Rules.
I had to look this up to figure out what it was about, and it's some type of browning extraction process. Maybe Matt could give us more details on it. Definitely, you know, the beer didn't have that gold color that we all love. Not hazy at all. It looked like a brown ale, but on the palate, the taste and everything tasted just like an IPA. Really, really good. I'd recommend it to anybody.
What is the SRM, bro? I need to know the answer.
Trying to go hit Twisted Trunk Brewing this weekend and Civil Society Brewing this weekend. Maybe I'll give you guys a call from there and, you know, yell into the voicemail and do all those things. Other than that, you know, sports ball is still on.
Sports ball.
I'm just got my first W. Can't be mad at that. I think I beat out Chu. That's awesome. And shit, getting to my 3-minute mark. So keep up the good work, guys. And cheers.
Will Lurch. Yeah, he was talking about fantasy football. I'm gonna do. I meant to have this already laid out for this show, but I didn't get it done today. A fantasy hockey league and a fantasy basketball NBA league, because we already got the football, and I know there's a lot of hockey fans that listen to the show, and I'm sure there's NBA fans. So I'm gonna, since I didn't, the hockey season will start by the time our next show is up. Hockey season starts next week as we're speaking now. And but it doesn't matter. You can start a league later after the season started. So I'm gonna, next week I'll have the information for the hockey league, and I'll be putting it out there on social media this week. And so it'll just be a very open league. Like anybody that listens to the show, but can get in there until it fills up, probably 10 or 12. And then also an NBA one, and in a couple of weeks we'll get that one going too. So I'm gonna. That's my plan to get, if you guys care about fantasy, if you don't, doesn't matter. Just, you stopped listening a long time ago. And those were all the email voicemails. And now let's try our Google voicemail line, which is 559-492-0542. The whole Dorktown network of shows shares this. And let's see who called.
Hi, guys. Tony Bags here.
Tony Bags.
Just wanted to call and say hello.
Hi.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And it's a happy birthday to Matt.
Oh, thank you.
We love you.
We love you guys too.
Happy birthday.
I hope you're drinking all of the beers and you're the man. We love you. And cheers. And keep up the good work. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
It was Matt's birthday.
Yesterday.
Thankfully, somebody called about Matt's birthday. At least.
Yeah.
Jeez, you guys. Good thing Tony Bags, remember. Tony Bags and Is that safety suit too?
Hey guys, it's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
I'm calling with this week's BevMo parking lot report.
Yes.
That's right.
I miss this.
Wait.
Hold on.
BevMo parking lot report.
Calling in with a weekly BevMo parking lot report without fail every week for the last few years.
You
may not realize it, but today is in fact the third anniversary of the original BevMo parking lot report. I think there's that's only awesome. One person out there that's able to prove if that's true or not. But anyway, happy anniversary to the BevMo parking lot report. I just have two words for you. Japanese whiskey.
Whoa.
Serious business.
I've had some before. It's good.
And a quick or game for Nick.
No, he's
Nick.
Not here.
Nick, get ready.
Old Rasputin or Narwhal?
He would say Narwhal.
I think I know where you stand on that one. I know where I stand on it, and I think you stand on the same place. But two amazing beers.
I'd say Old Rasputin.
You had to choose. Which one would it be? Lastly, I have a little pro tip for all of you. Do you like barrel-aged beers, but you don't like the price?
Okay.
Well, okay. Say you got an Old Rasputin. Say you're craving a rye whiskey barrel-aged Old Rasputin, but you don't want to kick down the 25 or whatever bucks for it.
Right. I'm listening.
Get yourself a nice round glass.
I love gold.
Drop a little teeny bit of rye whiskey in there. Swirl it around until the rye whiskey is completely coating the sides of the glass so there's no residual whiskey down at the bottom. pour in your old Rasputin, and boom, you've got yourself a barrel-aged beer.
I don't like
yep.
it. For I don't like it.
Yep. Minimum of the price.
You can't make me do
try
this.
It. In fact, you yep. guys should try it on the show. That's ooh, that's my recommendation.
Well, yeah.
Nick, all right, guys. That's it. Until the next time, keep it hazy, bros.
Yeah. That's a perfect. That's like the title of the show.
Good. All right. Now Paul has to do a bumper of keep it hazy, bros. Keep it hazy, bros. Oh, thanks, Paul. From the BevMo parking lot. I've been in this parking lot before the BevMo was there. The Cost Plus and everything. The parking lot he's at. And I don't know. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. So thanks, everybody, for calling in, contributing to the show. We really
she
appreciate
called
it.
Me up. Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
There. You heard all those. You can participate too. If you're like wishing, like, I wish these guys, I listen to the show, but I wish they would talk about this or whatever. Call in, say, hey man, I've got an opinion on this. Here's my opinion, and it's on the show. Boom. 559-492-0542 perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And what's we open the beer while during Paul's call. What is going on here? Another beer.
A whole lot of man, taste of goodness.
Look
yes.
at the
it's been a long
Jake from State Farm is just throwing down
long time since we've had an almanac sour on here.
It, believe it or not, I got this at a grocery outlet for $3.99.
What?
Whoa!
Yep. Whoa!
Farmers Reserve Citrus from Almanac for a $4 bottle of almanac.
Retail for that back in the day was like 12 or $14.
Barrel aged. I don't understand that. Barrel aged. It's sour blonde ale brewed with Buddha's hand, citron, blood oranges, Meyer lemons, yuzu, and aged in wine barrels.
Oh yeah!
Wow, it's a lot. That's a lot of things.
$3.99 in Clovis.
Oh God!
It's a little switch up from what we've been having.
Whoa! Whoa, that's sour. Whoa, that's crazy, guys. Wow, that is that clears the palate. That brings you back. I'm gonna need my crackers.
I enjoy this beer.
Wow, that's something else. That is something else, folks.
And grocery outlet even has those big ones. They had the almanac big ones. I can't remember like the 350, the 375 milliliters.
Okay,
for $8.99.
What?
Yep.
Dang, grocery out. This is the West Shaw grocery outlet?
The one on Clovis. So be East Shaw.
Okay. I was thinking Fresno, West Shaw. All right. East Clovis grocery outlet. Do it. Look out for it.
Looking out for beer.
New beers get released every week. It's a continuous loop of new beers being released and aging beers on the shelves. It's the world we live in now. It's looking out for. Matt, what are you looking out for?
I am looking out for... This one's very... not my normal, but
abnormal brewing.
This beer sounds like a fucking nightmare, and I would like to get a hold of it.
I love nightmares.
Monkish released a beer called Space Food.
Ooh!
It is a collaborative extraterrestrial style culinary beer with the Cream Team, which is Monkish, Omnipolo.
That sounds like
a and Tired Hands
Cinemax
Brewing.
Movie.
The Cream Team. It is a cotton.
Isn't that a Van Wilder?
It is a cotton candy, space cookie, pina colada, double milkshake IPA.
Oh my God.
Of course it is.
I'm in.
It does sound really good, though.
It's a double IPA with lots of milk sugar, cookies, lemon zest, pineapple, coconut flakes.
As with most beers, standard beer flavors, go on.
And vanilla beans, dry hopped with Citra, Mosaic, and Galaxy at 8.3%. Can a beer get any more effed up? I don't think so.
No.
So,
no.
I just want to know what I want to know what it's like.
What did you guys do?
Yeah. So,
like they had like three ingredients and were like, "Well, how about this?" Okay. "Well, how about this one?" Oh, all right. Gosh. Think maybe we should stop? Nope. We shouldn't stop. We should find another ingredient.
Cream team. Yeah,
activate.
I want to know what that is. It has a really cool, like, you can see the label.
Oh.
It's like kind of like
Stranger Things kind of label.
Or
like those labels.
You stare into it
and make like 3D.
Mm. So there's that.
It's a scooter.
And then I saw, there's something I want. Not necessarily that I'm going to ever drink this, but.
It's a pumpkin beer.
Somebody. Posted a photo. I don't know if it's true. I haven't looked. But somebody posted that PBR released a 99 pack.
No way.
Oh my God.
So I just want to be the guy
to carry that.
It's like, I have to request an Uber XL to go to the party. And they're like, "What are you up to tonight?" And just like, just my arm wrapped around a 99 pack of PBR.
You'll have to go to Frat Row at Fresno State, bro. That's a lot of beer pong beer right there.
That's the
ultimate beer pong guy.
You could find anybody that's ages 25 to 29. They would be more than happy to let you in their party.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I said, I don't necessarily want to drink it. Maybe you could just put it across the mantle, and that's like a talking piece.
Keeps hope alive. At least we got this.
Just imagine.
I don't know how bad it gets.
You know, it's like you have to get the Chevy Suburban of Ubers in order to tow this package around.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to have to get the big Ubers. What are they called?
Yeah, the XL. Uber XL, so you can just fit it in back and be like,
ordered an Uber XL or is just one of you? Yeah, well, two of us, actually.
You know, I'm just going to hang out with some friends. No big plans. Should be all right night.
Yeah. No biggie. I'll probably just stay on Personal Beer Fest.
Yeah. So, those are two things I'm looking out for. It was opposite ends.
You're looking out for a 99 pack.
Of PBR.
Yeah. I would like to purchase a 99 pack of PBR just to be that guy.
Is that what, about $9?
It's going to be like $70.
Yeah, it's at Costco, right?
Yep. Bring the forklift out.
I know, it's like even big for Costco. Costco's like, I don't know what to do with this. We don't have a space for this. Are you looking out for anything?
Yeah, you know what? I have a reporting. I looked out and I found.
Oh.
I was looking out for...
Look and find.
Yeah, looking out for Hearts of the Universe, which is the collaboration of Modern Times and Firestone.
Oh, okay.
Hazy.
Yeah, that, yeah.
And I found it.
What? Where you find?
Easy Mart in Visalia.
It's packaged.
Oh. It's a nice can, like Stranger Things, kind of like that off orange, off brown, yellow can. Yeah. I was looking out for it. I was doing a sell, and the guy's like, "Hey, I got a special can.
I got it, bro."
And I was like,
"Come back here.
What is it? A Pliny?" or a bottle? Is it
an illegal Pliny?
Yeah. And then he's like, "No.
Officially, I'm not taking part in this, but show me your illegal Pliny.
Show me what you got, please.
What you got?"
And then
I will not look at your beer, sir.
Where is it? Pretty much. And then, he came out and you got the 4-pack of a different other variety of Alvarado and the stuff. But it came with, and also included was that he's like, "But you got to buy this 4-pack. Of the other beers."
There's your buy-in.
Yeah, you're basically just, just trying to sell it. And I of course, I fell for it because it had that one beer I was looking for. I'm really excited to open it this week. And we're going to have it on tap at a place in Visalia at the Pliny Mill. October 6th. Mm-hmm. We're having it on tap too.
I've been there. Been there.
Yeah, we're having their Nelson Festival, Nelson All Over.
Mm-hmm.
There. That's the only location in the Central Valley.
Oh, listen up.
21 taps.
Listen in. What, the Planing Mill has 21 taps?
Yep, the new one. Yeah, you haven't been to the new one.
Oh, right? I didn't know it was a new one.
Yeah.
I went the original downtown Planing Mill.
Yeah, so they just moved up from the original downtown, moved up, I guess, east where they were at. And
second location, are they keeping, are they moving that?
They moved the whole location to there, so it's a new location, crazy. And have 21 taps, and it's nice. Amazing.
All right, more Visalia things. And there's the Halloween party store ghost just got activated. I don't know why.
And that's all I'm looking out for. I mean, that's one of the big highlight I could say I was looking out for. And at GABF, I was looking out for a lot of new Glarus, and because you can't get those,
right?
And I got my new Glarus.
Did they have Spotted Cow?
They actually didn't for some reason. It was weird.
Maybe it's too standard.
Yeah. And then I actually got my Wicked Weed. And they had bodyguards around there.
What?
I'm just kidding. Boom. Oh man, they still make good sours.
Those douchebags. That Wicked Weed guy is such a douchebag.
He is. He was there too. God. He was there.
Oh, did he
with the ponytail and everything?
Oh, he's got a ponytail.
And he had it in a ball thing. But yeah, some guy was like talking about that stuff. I don't know who the guy is.
Bro, the Armada's coming, man. Gotta watch out for the Armada.
I was gonna ask him, like, when are you guys if you guys all sold out, when are you distributing in California? Come on, man. What's the holdup?
Yeah, and come on. Yeah, where is it at?
What's this AB stuff?
Come on. I'm a willing participant in your buyout plan. Where are you at, bro?
Yeah, but it was good. Good looking outs.
Good looking outs. Yeah, those. I'm not going to even go down that road.
No tangenting.
Nick's not here to tangent with me. It's so fun. No fun. Looking out for, we've mentioned Central Coast this week. Central Coast Brewing has a collab with the guitar and guitar string maker Ernie Ball 6-string IPA, because Ernie Ball is in San Luis Obispo.
Oh,
and it's got Huel Melon, Mosaic, and Idaho 7. And I would think this would, if Guitar Center could carry a beer, this would be it. I'm an Ernie Ball string guy too, and Ernie Ball, like Eddie, a side note, being a big Eddie Van Halen fan that I am, like at one point Eddie switched and started working with Ernie Ball and making Ernie Ball guitars, and we found the address of the Ernie Ball plant in San Luis Obispo, and friends and I are also Van Halen fans, and we scouted it out. We're gonna find our Ernie Ball plant, and we're gonna like go, and maybe Eddie will be there. And like we found it, and like it was a Saturday, so it was closed. It was like nobody there, and there was no signage or anything. It's just we found the address, and it was like an industrial building, like if it was a brewery or something. And that was it. That's the story. We found the building, and nobody was there. We're just like, oh man, is Eddie gonna come out? Hey, is Eddie in there? Eddie! So I saw that Ernie Ball and Central Coast are doing a collab here. That's awesome. So hopefully we can somehow get our hands on a 6-string IPA. Tony Banks! Beachwood Brewing. My Long Beach guys, Beachwood, they have a new beer called LBC. At least new to me anyway. It's a session IPA in 12-ounce can. It's got this whale on the can. Looks pretty cool. I'd like to try that. It feels like maybe Nick has mentioned this before, but I can't remember. If he has, I apologize, Nick, but I don't think he has. Keegan Ales in New York is collabing with IHOP. and making a beer called
a pancake beer?
I Hops. It is a pumpkin pancake stout.
No.
Matt loves this. It is only going to be in New York locations. You're probably going to find it. New York events and New York locations. It's to promote their pumpkin spice pancakes.
Oh, God.
It's made with pancake batter and vanilla. And they show it advertised in 12-ounce bottles with a cool label and everything. I don't know if they're actually going to be bottling it or if they're just using it as like a promotional device. But if they're bottling it, maybe if our New York people like Excel or Scotty could, maybe find a bottle of that, that'd be pretty cool. Cause Matt loves anything pancake, pumpkin pancake related. I saw that in the Beer Street Journal. So, somebody mentioned a couple of times about the giant Jenga. Does the Taiga Beer Garden have the giant Jenga?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Like that, like it's like giant Jenga.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's like 2x4 or something.
Oh, it's big.
I think it was on Worst Beer Blog, but it might be on Don't Drink Beers. But like how people were complaining about giant Jenga, how it's very jarring. As somebody that's not participating in this, and you're sitting back, and then the giant Jenga
collapses, topples. Yeah.
So there's a lot of complaint. There was like this mixed thing of complaints slash, like, well, you got to have giant Jenga, and other people are like, it's very upsetting, this giant Jenga. So you guys are okay? Have you had any complaints of giant Jenga? Like, sir, could you tone down your giant Jenga?
It depends where it is. I mean, if it's an inside, that's when I get complaints or people are like, why do we have this? Why are people playing this? What is it? You know, it's just like, you know, you see people playing giant Jenga on top of the table. There's all these beers laying around. You're just imagining, you know, glasses just going everywhere, beer, you know. But it's like you put it on a patio, nobody cares. It's just, it's whatever.
So it's got to be outside patio.
But I think it's very useful. People are encouraged to play Jenga if it is giant. Just like giant Connect Four.
But what if I can't lift the Jengas? It sounds heavy.
Come on. They're not heavy. The block is about the size of a can. You can move that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I my opinion on that, it's like I said, if it's outdoors, it's great. Like, I can see indoor, maybe make
don't have some, it indoor.
Yeah. Maybe have the small one.
All these games. Do we need all these games, guys? Do we have to have all these games? How good are you guys at cornhole? I feel like Matt has probably never tossed a beanbag.
I have.
One or two.
Do I care for cornhole? Nope.
Not a cornhole fan.
I'm all right. I've tossed a couple bags around.
Yeah. I'm pretty good. Yeah. Not bad. Pretty big cornhole player. I just wish it was a different name. Like
what? Like what?
The cornhole is just it's
like I can't beanbag or something. Like
my 13-year-old self can't get around the cornhole. Like every time
you think of Beavis and Butthead. Somebody, is that why?
Cornhole. Yep, I just become Beavis and or Butthead every time somebody sends cornhole. Can't do it. So that's enough looking out for us, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it is. What happens now? Nope.
Looking out for.
We don't do looking out for us again. God dang it.
But I want to look out for the things again.
No. Don't look out for anything. We got to get out of here. Jake's got to get to Yard House now.
Oh no, we're good.
Oh no, gotta get to Jake the Yard House. Bro.
We catch his late night specials.
Oh, Yard House does have like
late night happy hour.
Yeah, late night happy hour.
From 10 to like midnight. Or something.
Yeah, till close, bro. So it's like when that place says till close, that if you're spending enough money, you could keep that place open.
Open. Yep.
You're like this guy just keeps.
And the chef running. Just freaking looks at you and hates you.
Yeah, you're like.
Want to go home?
You're like, you can go home, bro. I'm just ordering beer. Go ahead.
And then you order chicken nachos.
You're like, you know what? You know what? Yeah, now you said something. I'm hungry.
Their chicken nachos are pretty damn good.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yep. Yard House chicken nachos
and poke nachos. Dude, are good
can
too.
You believe Eureka? Have you had Eureka poke Burgers? Nachos. nachos lately?
Yes.
They fucked them up, right?
Oh, no. Yeah. I haven't had it lately.
No, they, but they messed them up.
Oh, they fucked them up.
Yeah, they did.
Those assholes. They made it like tiny, like one-third.
Yeah, it's smaller, like in a bowl. Yeah, it's like a flat bowl.
Oh, look, this is classier. Also, it sucks.
They even mess up the truffle fries, too.
Oh, yep. It's a whole, I don't know what
it happened. Almost seems just like every 6 months they kind of like redesign. It's like, oh, now my fries come in a ceramic cup. now the plates are square.
This is like super better.
It's like, it's the same thing, but it's different. It's like, why did this doesn't? No.
No, just keep it the way it was.
Yeah. So give me my spicy ranch. Let me go about my business.
Spicy ranch? They have a spicy ranch?
What? You've never had the spicy ranch?
I don't think so.
Oh, it will change your life.
Oh, all right. We'll get it next time.
Okay. I'll ask for that next time.
Mm-hmm.
Spicy ranch. Could I get your spicy ranch?
You ever get spicy ranch at Chicken Shack yet?
What?
You ever get spicy ranch at Chicken Shack?
Once I did, yes.
Okay, did you like it?
I did.
Okay, cool.
All right. Matt, what have you been drinking this past week?
I went to Spokeasy twice, and they had Church on both times, I had a couple of those. From Strummers, they seem to have a permanent handle dedicated to Maine, and I believe they had Poe, which I believe is the pale ale.
Maine is like coming out all these different beers.
That? Like,
I don't know who carries
it. Five different Maine beers now.
Lunch?
Yeah, Lunch is old news.
Oh, come on. I still seek that out.
Somebody was buying beers, and they bought me a PBR, so I did drink that.
Thank you, somebody.
And I also did drink a Miller Lite. This same person bought me a second beer. So,
where'd you get it? On tap?
Actually, up
no, it was bottle.
Ooh, okay. It was a draft.
They both were bottle and can.
There's only one place I've seen Miller Lite on tap.
Of big beer, if I'm going to have big beer, that's one of the ones I would accept.
A Miller Lite?
I don't have a problem with Miller Lite.
Then I had a new beer for me from Coronado. They have one called Early Bird. It is a cold brew milk stout. So it's milk stout with coffee, chocolate, and lactose, of course. Yeah, milk stout, lactose. But that was probably one of the better coffee stouts I've had in a long time.
I love gold!
And then, I was gifted a couple of cans of Luponix, so I polished a couple of those off.
The one that tastes like peach rings?
Yes.
Which it doesn't? I was very upset about that.
There's a new beer.
I saw the Indy logo.
It's Alvarado.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, Alvarado Street Beer. Oh, give me.
This beer's going to be funky.
Did you get yours? Okay.
Yeah, I got one.
Sure. I got mine.
I'm getting bottom parting it, top bar. Well, this is clear. What's the matter with this beer? It's clear.
Hey, I know. It's Alvarado doesn't make clear beer.
They screwed up. Alvarado Threes. Rice lager with black limes. What the fuck? It's called People Power. What the hell is this beer?
It's good. It's easy.
I got mine.
This is pretty good. Oh, it'll grow back. Don't worry.
Local band reference.
I got mine. Yeah. Day, 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 day. Back of the line. Yeah.
So whenever somebody says, whenever somebody says, I got mine, I was like, yeah, you do.
Flowing with Famous is Joshua Teehee. We're going to be doing a podcast clinic down there at the CMAC. Pay attention. Watch out.
Nice.
Clinic. We're going to teach them all. Well, geez. Are you able to focus your Bincott drinkings to...
Let's do the highlights of
post-GABF. Post-GABF Bincott drinking.
Yeah. Man, there's so many beers. Definitely, I checked out Weldworks. I don't know if it was or Wieldworks. Everybody's all the hype on that. Mm-hmm. It's the hype train of the East Coast.
Yeah,
I've had some hazies. I can't name them, but they Juicy 2 is one of them. It's called Juicy 2. Did have Great Notions.
Portland's Great Notion.
Ripe IPA. It's a great one. I really enjoyed the new Glarus one I had was their Creek was really good. Let's see here, another one from Fatheads Brewing. They won GABF 2 years ago with this beer. With their IPA, it was a Hop Juju Imperial IPA. It's really, really good. I was really happy to taste that again because it's been 2 years. And then my last one, the top independent craft beer in America, Sam Adams Utopias. I had four of them.
Four Utopias.
2015 aged.
They lost their ass. Boston Beer Company lost their ass at GABF. All that money they lost pouring those Utopias.
It was amazing, and I was trashed after that.
I would think so.
But yeah, I mean, I did this in some local breweries there.
Was it just like you? Just like I can't like what is a Utopia? Put are you able to find a beer that you can sort of frame? That we can figure out what a Utopia tastes like. Like, is it a stout?
It's, I don't know. I don't know what the classification is on, like, online or. It's like a stout barley wine. No, it's more like a barley wine, like a high ABV barley wine, okay. I would say.
And are you just, like, dumbfounded at, like, how it could be that high percentage? Or are you just like, yeah, I taste all this?
Yeah, it's that the wow factor of the taste and how high ABV it is. I mean,
it's does it hide that ABV or are you yes, just like, it holy does. But fuck.
It does have some burn to it. Honestly, it does have some burn. I mean, the beer since in some states it's illegal. So, to make a beer like that and. You know, and it'd be widely, you know, not available in every state. It's pretty unique, you know.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a phenomenal beer. Honestly, it's one of the books. I think
Utopia,
whether you like Sam Adams or not, it's something maybe that you can maybe bypass.
We'll have to do it for. Because usually the bottle isn't bottled like in the hundred something.
Yeah, usually range. Like every year they come out with a bottle. It's about $200 a bottle.
Might be able to do that for the Golden Gods.
Save up save for a whole year.
Save it up.
And then go to BevMo or Total Wine, grab one. Then a couple of brews I went to. Went to Rock Bottom Brewing, which is fairly close to the convention center.
We used to have one here.
Oh, really? Okay.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Where this, and Fig Garden Village, where the Starbucks is, that used to be a Rock Bottom Brewing, and then it was Bulldog Brewing.
Oh, Bulldog Brewing. Remember that? Yeah.
And then now it's gone.
Yeah. So I went there. They're pretty cool. They're, a lot of people complain about them, saying that their beer isn't mediocre. I did request, okay, never go to Denver and request a Michelada. Shout out to Chu there. Don't request Michelada. If you're outside of California, don't request a Michelada because they're just going to fuck it up. Like, excuse my language. It's just going to happen. So I got a Michelada from them because I asked them they had a red beer because I was like extremely hungover. And I need something just going to lift me up.
You're right. Like, the only thing that's going to fix me right now.
It's a Michelada, yep. Yeah, or a Bloody Mary.
You guys make me a Michelada.
Pretty much. And
what? What, sir?
They made it with a Kolsch they had. Which is the lighter style of beer, but it's the ratio between tomato, you know, clamato, whatever, to beer was completely off. It was like a splash of maybe some clamato.
Boo.
Yeah, and that. But yeah, anyways, that was okay. Another brewery we went to was Crazy Mountains, pretty cool. Their artwork on their beers, on their labels are really, really, really nice. Unfortunately, I was there to get a shirt maybe with a matching label. They didn't have any at the time. Kind of bummer. Then I went to this other. We went to this other brewery down the street in Denver. It was called Black Sky. It's like a heavy metal theme.
Nice. Oh, I think I have heard of these guys.
So we went and they had this. We're like, okay, cool. You know, we'll check it out. Like, they have a tune in box, you know, like the jukebox, and it says, if you play anything other than heavy metal, we will skip your song. And it was that was pretty cool. I was like, that's pretty cool.
I want to go.
Yeah, and they're playing Black Sabbath. They're playing all these. And then
Janine, I have to go there. That's my number one spot.
So, but Mike, I'm gonna fair warn you now. We had a couple beers there. All of them were flat.
Ooh.
And I can't stand. It's like drinking flat soda. I just can't stand when breweries do that.
I don't like flat beers either.
It's hard to chug down. It's
but it's cask ale style. Okay? Yeah,
it's like okay, serve it warm then, please. I was really disappointed by that. The venue had really nice artwork on the outside and inside. It was really really expressive of just what their theme was. Mm-hmm. And then you get let down by the beer, and then it's like no,
I hate that.
I want to give them a chance again. We didn't stay that long. We had like a beer each, maybe with a group of friends. We weren't feeling it because it was that one bad experience. But
damn it,
I'm sure
it carbonate was just, your beers, guys. Come on.
Yeah, as homebrewers, we were like, man, all you gotta do is just bump up the CO2 for a little bit for a day on the kegs, and you can force carb them a little bit, and even a couple hours, it will fix that problem. But I don't know. I'm not that brewer over there, so. But yeah. Anyways, that's a couple breweries we went to. We didn't go too much because we're obviously at GABF, so so we took a lot of chances over there. But it was cool.
Cool. Denver, man, got to do it.
Definitely do it. Bucket list.
Definitely do it.
What's on tap? What's your handle on tap?
I haven't honestly.
You haven't used it on tap.
I haven't used that. I kind of grew out of what that. Are those? I guess.
Whatever.
I think it's still Obamacare. I think I gotta check.
All right, you better do it while you're here.
I'm
gonna make you do it while you're here. Okay, let's see. What did I do? I was at Eureka Burger. Speaking of earlier, I did not. I will not order the nachos now until they change it back. I'm refusing. It is one of my things, but. I had a side by side of Modern Times Control Fire hazy beer versus the Spaceways hazy.
I love that beer.
Control Fire versus Spaceways. I'd not heard of Control Fire before. I was like, oh, thank God, a new beer I can check into. And it's a Modern Times. I think the Control Fire is better than Spaceways.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Hmm. I gave Control Fire a 4.25, which is higher than my friend's average on Untappd, which is my friends average it as a 4.03, and the rest of the people average it as a 4.05. So I went high on that. Spaceways, I went with a 4, and my friends go with a 4.04, and the rest of the country goes with 4.01. So I'm in line with everyone else on Untappd with Spaceways. But I would rather them have Control Fire packaged instead of Spaceways. But just a suggestion there, Modern Times. I know you're wondering what my opinion was. Get this, I had a summer porter. I chose to have it from Fort Point.
Oh.
A 4% porter.
4% porter. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty good. He's nice. It was a great beer because it's only 12 ounces. It's only 4%. And it's like, I'm like about to go to bed, but I'm just like, I still need something. I can't just go to bed. I need a beer, and that's a perfect beer to go right before bed. It's just like just enough. It's not going to mess me up at all. Mm. But it's just enough to maybe put me to sleep. Offshoot, which is the brewery's offshoot.
Brewery. Yeah, they do that beer relax, right?
Yes. Yeah. And this is a relax. It's just a hazy. They got kind of a new can with it now, but it's still a good beer, but it's not as good as it was the previous batch for me. I'm sorry to be that guy, but I'm just saying. And I had one. This one I got at Rochelle just because I thought it'd be fun to drink with the producer. The Fat Orange Cat Brewer Co. This is a New York brewery out of Bayshore. It's a jalapeno jack. It's a jalapeno cream ale. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really a, I didn't get why it's classified as a cream ale. To me, it was very much like a Joaquin Phoenix. I want to say Tioga's beer. The Tioga's pepper beer.
Mm-hmm.
Joaquin
Marietta.
It was very much like the Joaquin Marietta. Is that year round? Is that in there right now? The Joaquin Marietta? See it anymore.
All year.
Everywhere. It just doesn't pop up in my head anymore. And also at Yard House, speaking of, a Stone's Idolatrous IPA. It was all right. It was pretty standard Miller.
I have a question real quick. Sir, sorry.
Please.
Stone. Most Stone beers, at least IPAs, they taste the same to you? Like, not taste the same, but like have that same flavor?
They definitely have their brewery
flavor.
Yeah. They all have that base beer kind of thing, which isn't bad. Like, no, it's not I get bad, that no. from Sierra.
I get that from Firestone, too.
And Firestone.
And then 21A, I get some, too.
Mm hmm. So, yeah.
No, I was just wondering. I'm not criticizing.
You're right.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. Same. That's all. I'm Dorktown on Untapped, or Mikey Top Pour. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87.
That's me.
Nick is The Nick 80. And we probably, Jake is probably.
I have it right here. I am Obamacare, all one word.
Okay.
My last check-in was.
Oh, well, yeah. Let's see how long it's been.
March 2nd, 2017.
Was that when you were on here?
Maybe. I don't know.
That was probably when you're on.
I was. It says my last check-in was Autumn Rush. Tioga.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, check in a beer now. I want right now. Okay. Check in a beer. God dang it.
I will.
All right. What are you going to check in?
I'm going to check in some of the beers that we have here. Probably that Field Work, if it comes up, that
right.
light lager.
By the way, on MikeyTopPour.com, I did a post on a Untapped Tips post, basically. So if you want to check that out. MikeyTopPour.com. Now we're just helping out Untapped because they need our help. They're Big App. They got bought out by Big App.
It's the end of the show and we're giving out some
Big cheers to our golden gods, the golden gods of the people that donate money to the show every month via Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpour. That's the page where you can go and donate money to us. Yeah, give us money. We love money. We've been doing this Fieldwork series because of the patrons and all kinds of things we do because of that mad Patreon cash. And if you're a patron, it's $5 or more, and then you get to listen to the tailgate, which is us just sitting at the table before the show. Like Matt, usually it's Matt and Nick talking about car stuff. Like, yeah, I changed the alternator, mm-hmm. and like then the alternator burned out, and then Nick's all, did you check this? And Matt's like, oh yeah, I checked that, but mm-hmm. you know, it's still not working. So if you want to hear that kind of banter. Dude, sign up. Sign up for that.
Yeah, those Knuter valves don't just open and close by themselves.
Well, did you check the Knuter? Oh, I did not check the Knuter. Yeah. Well, you got to check that, bro. Mm-hmm.
That's what I hear in my ears. It's like the Charlie Brown teacher from it. It's like, wah, 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 Volkswagen. Mm-hmm. Wah, 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 wah. So thank you guys. Thanks, Golden Odds. It is always appreciated. And also, you get to be in the Porum. That's pretty important. The Porum. I think Jake from State Farm's in the Porum.
Yes. Yes, I am.
The best face group in the on the groups.
And they're all the groups.
All the groups. Dominates. Also, cheers to Bearded Brewer 87 for his birthday for being old.
Yeah. You're too kind.
He's older now. He's closer to my age. Now you're closer to my age.
Yeah.
Well, you'll never catch like, up.
I think you're my second friend where we're almost the almost a decade apart, right? Yeah,
well, we're more. I wish we're almost only a decade apart. We're more than a decade, sir. Whatever 15 years is, I think that's what we're at.
Oh.
I know if somebody can come up with the term for 15 years.
Oh, so you're 35. Cool.
Yep. 35 years old. Finally. Finally. I'm thinking about selling down pretty soon. Also, cheers to Safety Sue 2, The Dot Hopaholics, and S.E. Doors with an E. S.E. Doors. And everybody that shares the show on their social media, that subscribes to the show, talks about the show amongst their beer, little beer geeky friends, or while they're mowing their lawn and yells at their neighbor, "Hey, I'm listening to the Perfect Pour." And they're like, "What?" And like, "Whatever." Thank you, guys. And Matt, you have some cheers.
I just want to cheers out to all the people that cheers to me because it was my birthday.
Aww.
Thanks for allowing me to do a podcast and drink good beers and
some good beers.
You know, some good beers. And it's cool to do this for another year.
Yes. You signed on. You just signed a contract for another year?
Did I?
Yep. You just did it right there.
Verbally.
Was it the ghost?
I heard it. Yep.
He's all by me talking. You accept terms and conditions for another year.
Accept. So cheers. Jake from Safe Arm.
Yeah, I do have some cheers.
Like
cheers to Condominium Brewing.
Aww.
Also known as Grizzly City Brewing. You guys make
some. Oh, now it's called Grizzly City Brewing.
No, Grizzly City. Yeah.
Oh, Grizzly City Brewing.
Yeah,
that's not
we
bad.
We do have our untapped beers on there. We have.
You could find as a brewery. You can find Grizzly City.
Yep. Nano Brewery.
Look it up on Untappd.
We have only a few beers that we list on there, but we do have a working list that we're lineup we're working on.
Where could I acquire such a beer? Like, should I hang out at Tioga or where?
We're going to actually be making a lot when the head brewer Justin gets married.
Oh,
in February we're going to be making a lot of beers for that wedding.
So if you go to Justin's wedding, you're going to be able to get some of that Grizzly City Brewing beer.
Yeah,
nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Cheers to that, and then cheers to you guys, and cheers to Matt for thinking of me at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, and I know we're not.
He was the only person I invited. So.
Yeah, oh, I said, Matt, Nick's not going to be here. Who do you want to see? It's your call, bro.
He's the guy where, I mean, we're both pretty busy and we both have opposite schedules. And he's always like, "I need to get back on the show." And I'm like, "Yes, you do." So, well, stars aligned.
And, yeah, it wasn't super busy. I mean, I have a busy week, but.
There's a lot going on at Yard House right now, bro.
No. Yard House is done. I'm done with that now. I have a busy schedule this week. I have some events going on, but they're later in the evening, so I can start the work a little later. So
yeah,
nice. And you make but yeah. Anyways, thanks to the Perfect Pour Podcast and Fontana Jim. See him at the GABF. Aww. That was really really cool.
Yeah, cool. Little get it.
Really,
you're like, "We're getting it.
We're getting it together. We should have called. I know." I was like, after I saw, I was like, "Damn it, we should have made a call."
I would think at GABF the cell signal is terrible.
It wasn't bad.
Really?
No.
Because there's so many people. Usually when you
over amount of people, yeah.
And everyone's on Untappd. Check in.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being here. Thanks for filling in. I mean, nobody can fill in for Nick.
No.
But you know, you did your best and you did well. So thank you for being here.
I appreciate it. And thank you guys.
And Nick will be back next week. That's the rumor. We'll see. He may just be like, you know what, guys? I'm okay. I think I'm not coming back. Don't do that, Nick. We need you. Come back, bro. We got all kinds of stuff. We have a shelf full of stouts just waiting for Nick. But, like, we just keep all the Imperial stouts because we're like, oh, we can age this. I mean, so there's like 50 Imperial stouts in the fridge right now just waiting. So thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. PerfectPourPod.com, at PerfectPourPod on social media. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. And the Sunbirds are playing music. And we're not driving.